This is episode 1085. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to another episode of our Happiness Meditation Series. Throughout this week, we've been exploring happiness. In each episode, you've discovered different meditation techniques you can take into your meditation or use throughout your day as you manage stress triggers. And these are techniques that are simple and easy to do on or off your meditation cushion. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme we explore in depth, so you can really master a particular quality in your life. And in today's episode, you're going to be discovering a technique to help you cultivate happiness. And you'll also discover something that I share in every Friday's episode. This is for Friday as I record this. And that is a way to use herbs to help you manage stress in a similar way as meditation techniques help you. Herbs are powerful. They work. And for that reason, you always want to make sure that any herb you take is going to support you, especially if you take other medications or are pregnant or breastfeeding. You want to check with your physician. The herb that I encourage you to explore is an herb that will help you as you focus on happiness this week. So I'll share the herb with you, and then I'll reveal to you today's technique. So the herb is milk thistle, and milk thistle has been around and in use for thousands of years. It might not be an herb that you're familiar with, especially as you sip your tea. Well, it has a lot in common with another herb that you surely know all about, and that is dandelion. Both milk thistle and dandelion help you to detox, especially to detox your liver. And it does this by helping to detox from chemicals and free radical damage. This herb, milk thistle, also may help you decrease your risk from cancer, and it does this by boosting your immune system. It can also help lower high cholesterol, and it may even help prevent diabetes. So this is an herb worth exploring, of course, if it's the right herb for you. And you can enjoy it if you maybe use a teaspoon of this milk thistle in a cup or two, literally just a cup or two. I'm not using any kind of measurement, just I use my teacup and fill it with water, hot water, and then I place the loose leaf herb. I prefer loose leaf tea over tea bags. And then as you place the loose leaf tea in your teacup, it's best, of course, to use a little tea strainer and put a lid or a saucer over your teacup, because this is going to prevent all the essential oils from the tea from escaping in the steam. It'll keep it there in your cup of tea, and steep it for 5 to 10 minutes at a time. You could add a little honey or lemon if you want, and there you have your tea. Organic is always best. Milk thistle is an herb that you may need to order online. and you can find it easily online. Or you could even possibly find it if you have a pretty good natural food store near you. So this is something fun for you to try as you explore happiness. Well, now for your happiness technique for today. The technique will help you cultivate happiness in areas of your life you may neglect. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, focus on happiness in your life. And as you focus on it, actually name what you're happy about. Mentally or even out loud, you could repeat, "I am happy about my health. I'm happy about my family. I'm happy about a new opportunity at work." Think of different areas in your life where you're happy and name those areas. And then as you think about the different areas in your life where you're happy, think about if they seem to be clustered around one theme. Maybe the theme is in regard to yourself exclusively, or maybe it's in regard to loved ones or your health. You're really happy about how you feel and exercise and how you eat. Or maybe you notice that you focus on a lot of things outside yourself. You're happy about friends and nature and things going on in the world. So think about if there's a theme that runs through your happiness. Just give it a little thought. And then think about where you might want to spread happiness around a little bit to areas of your life that you may neglect or just not focus on as much. And that will be your goal. To cultivate happiness in this area of your life. So as you meditate, focus on cultivating happiness in an area of your life that you don't focus on so much. Maybe for you that is happiness outside yourself or with other people. Think about where you'd like to spread a little more happiness in your life. That is your challenge for today's meditation. So sit down, meditate, always meditating to the point where you could go a little further, ending your meditation on a high note. And if you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you through a visualization, you can listen to the music much longer in the meditation, and you also get a guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you, as well as a journal where you could explore the weekly theme a little more in depth, as well as access to over 1,000 meditations that are guided, and a private Facebook group. You can find that over at my website at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D, om, O-M, sipandom.com. So if you want to explore meditation a little deeper or be guided, that's where you can find support. For now, go into your own meditation, focusing on cultivating happiness in your life. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.